when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. I tell you, I certainly do appreciate y'all, especially the ones that donate, that keep us on the air. By the way, this is June the 14th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2025. And listen, people, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. That's it. And this is a Christian radio show. In just a second, well, it'll be more like a minute or two. We're going to go to a prayer. But by the way, you're listening to, I got kind of out of order there. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. We are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio all over the country, all over creation. If it goes to the moon, if they have any towers up there, you can pick us up there. But we have so much to do tonight. It's really hard to keep my mind in one piece. Anyway, and PP, you always try to keep up with my progress, what the people on the Blood River Radio are doing. I survived the VA, and I survived the surgery, and I survived some, I guess you could say, the wrong medicine. But we'll talk about that at another date. And there's a lot of other things out there a lot bigger than me. And once again, I'd just like to repeat myself and say this is a Christian radio program. And what program is that? Once again, Blood River Radio. And our post, we fight against tirelessly against global white genocide that's been going on really since the Garden of Eden, but it's really picked up speed in this in the past century or so. And anyway, like I said, this is a Christian radio show. Before we go another step further, we're going to go to a prayer, and we have one of our precious guests on. My spirit son is going to come on, and he's graciously submitted to doing our prayer, our Blood River Radio prayer. So if you will, Jason, if you don't mind, brother, take us to the Lord in prayer.
Sure. If everyone please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for us being able to come on this show and sound the alarm of white genocide to our people and to our race and our culture and heritage. We pray that you'll uplift each one of us here, not only the guests on this show, but also uplift Eddie Miller and during his times putting the show on every Saturday. We're just thankful for his endeavor. We're thankful for his dedication doing this. We pray for our listeners. We pray that you'll uplift them as well and be with each one of them. We're thankful for their dedication, for not only listening to the show, but also sounding the alarm in their own communities. We're thankful for the donors. We're thankful that we have a God that keeps his covenant to his people, our people, the covenant people of the Bible, which we believe are white Aryans. We believe that you have embarked upon a mission to be a witness to our people, and we are thankful for just everything you do for us. We are thankful that people are seeing what's going on around them, and it is stirring their souls of not only the genocide, but what is happening in their own communities. And we pray that you will awaken the masses of the people and give them the direction that they need. We are again thankful for everything you do for us. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you so much. That's a beautiful prayer, and I know it comes from your heart, dear Jason. I appreciate that so much. We also have another guest on tonight. He's not a stranger. I just call him the young Tennessee Ben. And I was Tennessee Ben before I go weather with doing the housekeeping chores. Tell us a little bit. Tell the audience hello there, Tennessee Ben.
Yeah, how y'all doing? How's it going, Jason?
Doing great. I'm glad to have you on the show, and hopefully it's not too humid over there in Tennessee.
It's not terrible. If it was much worse, I'd be hacking up my lungs, but I'm surviving over here. If I cut out for a moment, I apologize. I have to mute sometimes. I've got some asbestos issues going on, so I have to hack a lung up occasionally. But other than that, the Lord's blessed me well, and things are going amazing.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I know Tennessee Ben has got the, he told me, believe it or not, he's got a little case of walking pneumonia from that asbestos. Well, people, listen, we have donors. Next, we have to give our donors, because without this program, or without the donors, we could not go. That's for doggone sure. Listen, who we have this week is Frank Hawat. Frank Hawat is like a Jason. He's an attorney. He's an attorney. This guy here, he's from north of the Mason-Dixon line, though. He's been supporting us ever since day one, the radio program. And matter of fact, I left a phone message with Frank Hawat. I was wanting him to keep us boots on the ground posted about what's going on up there in Manhattan with the protests and stuff. We also have a man on the ground in the San Antonio area in Texas. He's up there. I'll just say this guy here is an official in the state government, and we have to be very, very careful about him. We cannot use his name in any way because you know what would happen to him, but hopefully he's going to get time to post us up. He said the main event down there is not supposed to start getting ready, the main event being the big riots, and I'm going to speak to the riots in just a second. Before we go to our guests, I'll spend the first couple of minutes giving my thing, and then they'll carry the rest of the program. Anyway, here we go. We got the outline for the night. Like I said, we have our guy. Oh, he's boots on the ground in Texas. He couldn't be here because of his job. With Miss Monica, my little sister, Miss Monica, she's off this week. She had to go to a wedding. As a matter of fact, she's going to be playing the fiddle at the wedding. And listen, I'm really excited tonight, y'all. We have our, let's see, we gave our donors, gave our donors Frank Hawat. Oh, what? No, wait. Frank Hawat. Yeah, he donated this week. And also the guy I cannot possibly miss, Gene Andrews, the bitter ender himself. He sent me a nice letter. He said, I know your listeners want to know why you keep that Andrews guy on the air in the last hour. Wouldn't commercials be better? Keep bombing the liberal bastards, Bombardier. Gene A. But boy, he's a priceless guy. Gene A. He's an absolute pillar in Blood River Radio. I guarantee double damn to you. And anyway, people, listen, we're almost, we're getting ready. I'm not going to start my little dissertation. I'm just going to say this about the talk to the sailors before I do my dissertation. And if you want my BS dissertation in the next segment, then we're going to bring our two guests in. They're going to finish out after I get my little dissertation. It'll take me 5 minutes. They're going to carry out the rest of the show probably. Anyway, one of the few honors in my life, one of the greatest honors I've had in it's not really bragging. I'm just deeply honored. I have a standing invitation to go to USS Liberty Sailors anytime they have their get-together, their reunion. I was I didn't get to go this year because, as you know, I had to have heart surgery. What was it? It was 3 weeks ago, Wednesday. But have no fear. I'm already training for the New York Marathon. In fact, I did 6 miles yesterday. I have to really increase that. 6 miles ain't gonna get it for a marathon. I have to do my last. I'm hoping my last long run will be at least a 22 miler, but that'll be in October. But anyway, back to Earth. I talked to them. Phil Torney has got COVID. He's real sick. He couldn't come on. He was going to come on and give an after action report what went on in Norfolk, Virginia last week. Ron Kukol, he is the chaplain for the USS Liberty Association. He was not the chaplain during when the Jews bombed the USS Liberty. He was just a sailor. He was one of the older guys, so he's the one that coordinated the operation, bringing the, bodies and body parts up from the bowels of the ship. He coordinated that effort. Mo Schaefer, I talked to him today. Trying to get him to give an after action report. He's sick. They must have got something went on up there in Norfolk, Virginia. But he said, and I got to talk to him next week, they're thinking about canceling out the USS Liberty reunion and just letting it go because they're catching so much flack, so much fallback. And they might just have the 60th anniversary and let it go after that. And I said, Mo, You can't do that. You absolutely positively can't fold, because right now, and I'm going to get the guys to respond when we come back. We're about to run out of time. Right now, the country, the we the people, the boots on the ground, the country, the vast majority of people are totally against this war going on, the Jew war in the Mideast. They're tired of American troops being killed for the Jew wars or any war. Also, the boots on the ground, they are waking up to Jewish-powered influence in the country here. More and more people are knowing about the USS Liberty, even though there's a small portion. But now is the time to strike forward for the USS Liberty and get their message out there. People, when we come back, I'll give a short dissertation what's going on in the Mideast, how it's coordinated here in this country to our protest, and we'll go to our two precious guests that are going to bail me out. Be right back, folks. Hang on.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. Listen, I'm going to go this fast. I hope I'm not going too fast, but we have so much to cover. By the way, the bitter ender will be coming on in the third hour. We only have 2 hours to do this, so he's been coming down. He's going to do Confederate history. He's really excited about that, about General Lathan Bedford Forrest's greatest victory, his third hour. But listen, this is the old redneck combat medic bombardier's idea of what's going on. The Jews bombing Iran. For years and years and years, the Jews have wanted a greater Israel. They want Libya, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, the whole schmo. They want it all. And they also, I guarantee WMT, they want the Ukraine. But that's another story. So what you see is they've coordinated that and planned that attack for a long time over there in the Middle East. This is just the bombardier's theory. Also, not only did the Mossad and the CIA and these other assets that have been used to destabilize nations for the CIA, as long as the CIA has been destabilizing nations since the 50s, maybe before that, in the NSA, the Mossad coming along in the 40s. So what you see, these assets that destabilize these nations, they destabilized Libya, Iraq. They threw out, they had a much easier time destabilizing and getting rid of the government in Syria than I thought they would. It was much easier for them, I thought. Now they're doing Iran. But they're not satisfied with just the greater Israel. They being the Jew. It's always Jews all the time. Not only did that, they're not dissatisfied with the greater Israel. They want the whole damn world. Before they can have the whole damn world, they have to have two things. They have to have Russia and they have the United States. Right now, they're working big time. They're working on Russia. But right now in the United States, what we see here, this is my theory. What you see with these hundreds of riots and hundreds of cities nationwide, it was planned perfectly alone. It was planned and coordinated with the same assets and same forces that planned and coordinated the war in the East, with their Jew-Israeli war in the Middle East. And even Trump saying, oh, he didn't want that to happen. He wants peace. He wants peace. But just not a month ago, we talked about on this radio program right here how Trump had the largest shipment of weapons, one of the record-breaking shipment of weapons, the most number of weapons, deadly weapons in history, shipped to Israel. What the hell do you think they're doing with those weapons? Okay, the same forces playing these streets in the United States of America, they're breaking out all over the country right now, people. And listen, we the people... And I didn't vote. It's the first time in history I didn't vote. But we the people, so to speak, they voted. They spoke. And they elected President Trump. Love him or hate him, the people spoke. They elected President Trump. And what I've been told, one of the greatest landslides in history. And the majority of people want Trump to rule. Doesn't matter what I want, because I think he's controlled by Jews. But what you're saying is, the minority of people, the minority of instigators, and many, if not half of them, are being paid by people like George Soros. Our boots on the ground, I got to wind this up, people. Our boots on the ground informer in Texas said, you can go on the websites in California, they're paying some of these protesters $1,200 to go out there and protest. So what you're seeing, the small handful of people have rejected the election. They rejected rule of law. And the small handful of people are being controlled by these assets I just told you. The same assets, to repeat myself, that overthrew Libya, Syria, Iraq, Iran. It's the same damn people. They don't want just the Middle East. They want the whole damn world. And they're trying to make the United States uncontrollable, ungovernable for anyone. So they, being the Jew, can come over and take the whole works over. That's the way I see it. Jason Robb, attorney at law. What do you think, brother?
Well, I'm not going to totally disagree with you on everything. I will disagree with you on some things. I will say this, that the Jews obviously have always had a history. Go all the way back to the medieval times. I mean, the Jews have always had a history of trying to usurp the powers of the white Christian countries. Every European country has always kicked the Jewish influencers, the Jewish people out there, because they have always been against Christianity. They've always been against white people. Historically, that is a fact. Anyone that knows history knows that every single European country has kicked the Jews out. Germany in 1940, obviously, was the last country that kicked the Jews out, and obviously we know what happened to that country. And so there's always been a history of countries kicking the Jews out because they have a tendency to want to subvert the cultures and the heritage of that country. And so we look at today's times, and yes, they are against the Arab countries. The Arab countries traditionally have, up until recently, has not had an antagonistic attitude against America, but obviously the Jewish influence in America has caused that. And so what we see now is Israel attacking Iran. I personally, and probably most people, don't really care what happens between Israel and Iran. They're
sure.
Both anti-Christianity. They're both anti-whites. And so I always have to tell people, you know, be very careful to start saying, well, we are on the side of these Arab countries, because these Arab countries hate white Christianity. If they don't think so, look in your European countries now, where there has been mass immigration of Arab countries into these European countries, and England, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, massive influx. Millions of your non-whites, Arabs, have come into these European countries and basically are trying to repopulate the European countries and take them over and turn Europe not into a white Christian country, but in turn a non-white Muslim country. So Muslim countries are not the friends of white Christians, and the Israels, the Jews, are not the friends of white Christian either. I always tell people, be careful to start saying, hey, pick a side. They're both our enemies, and they both want to bomb each other, fine with me. They are not the friends of white Christians. And so we look at the what's happening now with all these protests here in the United States, and all these protests are definitely organized by your Marxist, your communist organizations. They want to destabilize America because America has always been considered a white Christian country, and so they definitely want to destabilize America. And so, on the same standpoint with Trump, that is a good thing for our people because they are seeing literally a attack against the foundation of America, and we hold America to our heart. I love America. I love what America represents. And even though it's being held hostage now, we still have to love America. And so you see the massive amount of your average white Christians out there seeing these non-whites try and usurp the powers of their states. They see what they despise America. They despise the history of America. They despise white Christianity. And they're actually seeing it in their face. And so that's a good thing for us, for a talking point to tell them, this is what happens when you have diversity. This is what happens when you have non-whites pouring into your country and basically having repopulation. And that's a good thing for our people because it is something that it's tangible. They see it in front of them. And it helps them to understand when we have racial organizations like ourselves, Blood River Radio, the Knights Party, and various other racial groups out there, when they are saying diversity is not our strength, and this is what the result of it, then people start connecting the dots. And that is a very powerful talking point for us as racialists out there.
Absolutely. And before we go to Will, I think you did an excellent dissertation there. And I forgot, and you reminded me in my haste, I forgot, you mentioned my hero, Adolf Hitler. I think he's probably the greatest man, greatest white. There's never been a greater white man than Adolf Hitler. Not even Robert E. Lee and Nathan Bedford Forrest. But you mentioned him. Okay. Now, if these people, Jason and Ben, if these people, these agitators in the streets, if they continue to destabilize the United States and make it where it's uncontrollable, I submit to you that it will not be the handful of National Guard. It won't be the 700 Marines from 29 Palms, whatever they can throw together. It will be just like, and you mentioned it, and it reminded me, it'll be like our brother Adolf Hitler and his brown shirts. They got in the streets. It will not be our nation will not be rescued from the halls of the state houses or the halls of the federal houses, the federal states and senators and et cetera. It won't be rescued by the National Guard and the police. It will be rescued just like our brother Adolf Hitler had to do in the 30s. It will be by we, the American people, demonstrating and doing and emulating our brothers, the brown shirts, and what became the forerunners of the SS that started as a bodyguard for Adolf Hitler. It'll be boots on the ground in the streets, bare knuckles, clubs, beer bottles, bayonets, guns, whatever. That's how we're going to take it back. It's going to be we the people. If we take this nation back, we can't depend on a handful of law enforcement and military to take the country back. Be right back, folks. It's going to be a 5-minute break. Plenty of time for some coffee. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Authorities searching for a man suspected of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers. Police identified the alleged gunman as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Shot and killed were former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. State lawmaker Senator John Hoffman and his wife shot and wounded. They are still hospitalized. Governor Tim Walz.
An unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. Our state lost a great leader, and I lost a dearest of friends.
Also at townhall.com, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says that Israel was absolutely justified to attack Iran's nuclear sites.
Israel had ample reason to launch this strike. And it's a blow for world peace that Israel is launching. Israel, Iran is the greatest sponsor of terror in the world. Its proxies were behind the October 7th attack. Iran and its proxies have kidnapped and murdered Americans since the Islamic Revolution in 1979.
And Israel warning of more attacks on Iran, that after Tehran fired waves of missiles and drones overnight that killed three Israelis and wounded dozens more. It is Flag Day and the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Coming up this evening, a huge parade in Washington. It's also President Trump's 79th birthday. And America is backing the commander-in-chief, a majority voter supporting President Trump's decision to use the National Guard to stop attacks on federal agents in L.A. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Attention American homeowners, you're under attack. Your home and equity could be vulnerable to cyber thieves. There's only one company that completely stops them, and that company is Equity Protect. Equity Protect prevents any attempts to steal your home, equity, and ownership 24/7. Get your free risk report today by texting the word HOME to 94878. That's right, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report. Keep your equity and legacy safe with Equity Protect.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is really an exciting broadcast. I think we're witnessing, I think we're seeing the beginning, we're seeing the end of the cold revolution in this country. I think we're seeing the beginning of the hot revolution. And with that comment, back to you, Tennessee Ben. Give us your breakdown of what me and Jason have been saying.
Well, you know, just catching up with what you were saying about us American white Christians being the brown shirts, as you had mentioned over the break. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he had served during the Cold War time period. And he said they had spoken with a Russian individual. And he said the reason the Russians are so terrified of America is not because of the military power we have. They said they no one in the world is afraid of the United States military. But what they are afraid of is the everyday man that has a shotgun and a rifle in his closet. You know, when you think about it, we have more firepower as civilians than 10 times our army in small arms. I mean, we don't have nuclear war power, but, you know, that's a big thought when you really start to think about it. You know, we have the small arm power to protect our country to the point where militaries like Russia and Korea think twice. And I really would encourage these protesters to consider that deeply. Because they're going to end up being firewood stacked in the ditches if they keep up.
Before
that's,
you go, Jason.
My take on it.
Yeah. Eddie, I would say this. Ben is absolutely right on that.
Yes.
Spot on. And that shows the wisdom of our founding forefathers under the Second Amendment. It was so important for them, for the citizens to be able to protect themselves, protect their families, their neighborhoods, their communities from any army, foreign or domestic. And so
absolutely,
these other nations out there fear America because they know the citizens have firepower, and so that's why they're afraid of that. And so these protesters out there and stuff like that, you see that in your major cities, you know, being radical because of these major cities are basically third world countries. And so in these third world countries, these cities, no, they are anti-guns, they're anti-Second Amendment, and so these protesters and Marxists can be very, very bold. You don't see that happening in your conservative states or your mainly your conservative states. You don't see that because they know that that happened in your communities and going out and burning houses, burning cars and stuff like that, and being violent, that the citizens are going to have firearms and they're going to protect themselves. And so you don't see that in your conservative areas or your white area like that. You only see those in your traditional third world cities where it's majority non-white.
Oh, you know, a quick point, and I'm going to go, you go ahead, babe. We'll give you, Ben, a quick, you know, what has it been a year ago? Maybe not a year plus or minus 4 months, the governor of the state of California and the mayor, they welcomed the Chinese, the red Chinese in with Xi Jinping, whatever the name is. They welcomed the Chinese. They welcomed him in with open arms and said they were of one accord. They absolutely said they were of one accord with the red Chinese, and they were sticking the thumb in the face of the elected United States government. And they were almost saying, Jason and Ben, that they identify more with the Chinese communist than they do with Americans. And you see that's what's going on right now in California in the streets. We have these communists taking over. What about that, Jason? Is that going to be a problem? Are they going to be, if it hits the fan, and Ben, you were absolutely right, that General Yamamoto in Japan prior to World War II, right at the eve of World War II, he said that there was a rifle. If you try to invade the United States, they were rifled behind every blade of grass. That's what he said. But here in California, Jason and Ben, I'll go to you, Ben, of Jason. What about in California? Are they going? Is there a possibility? Because I think we see an open rebellion against we the people in the United States. Everything that the United States traditional American government stands for, we see an open rebellion. Against the United States and California in an absolute embrace of the communist ideology and of communist government. Jason, how is that going to play out? Are they going to welcome the Chinese military into California? Is that a possibility? Is that a bridge too far? Am I crazy?
I don't see that happening. I mean, who knows down the road? I mean, obviously it wouldn't be the army of China, but it could be under UN forces. It could be under the UN, you know, which is basically the same thing. I don't see that happening at this point. Never going to say it can't happen. I just don't see that happening. I think it's just going to be a more of a natural rebellion of these different states being antagonists against America. That's what I see.
I would see California succeeding before it came to that point. Something I've noticed a lot here lately is, and it might just be my algorithms on my phone or whatever, but the overwhelmingly popular push of National Socialism on multiple platforms, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, and even Facebook, even though it's hard to propagandize on there, the National Socialist push is overwhelmingly joyful on there. I mean, it's these guys, there's so many young men between the ages of 16 and 21 who are just gung-ho ready to go full brown shirt or go full Waffen SS here in the United States. Now, of course, a lot of them are probably going to be keyboard warriors, but it's a beautiful thing to see coming. I mean, it's hearing the song Erica has become a meme online that it's like, oh, that song, you know, every schoolboy knows that song now. Where 3 years ago, if you posted that song on any platform, you were banned for 30 days. Something else that I said, seen that was, I guess this is my uplifting side of the show before I get on the downside. And that is,
what was that song?
It was the song Erica. It was the old German marching song.
Oh, we'll see if we can pull that up. Now we have.
I'm trying to remember. I'll have to text it to you. I can't remember the German name of it. But
send it to me, and we will gladly play that song. More than gladly.
Working on it right now.
Another
thing was there were two different sheriffs. And not deputy sheriffs, but actual sheriffs in Florida. There's two different counties down there that have made it very loud and clear that, one, if you come into their communities looking to cause trouble, they highly support their citizens using lethal force to save taxpayers' money. And they said, not only will we give you free lessons and teach you how to use the gun so you can hit, we encourage you to shoot them. And then the next deal I heard was another sheriff. It may be another person in the same county. They said, if you come out on our streets and protest, we encourage our citizens to run you over if they feel threatened by you. They say, if you block the road, you will get hit by a car, and we hope you get killed.
Abe, that's the sheriff after my own heart. You know, Jason and Ben, I saw where, well, just this morning, I believe it was, my wife sent me something as I was preparing, and it showed this van, I believe it was in New York, where they had rounded up these illegals, and these are criminals, hardened, violent criminals. They rounded up these vans getting ready to deport them. Other illegals and other citizens, white people, for God's sakes, were standing in front of the van, acting like they're trying to push this bus van backward. They need to be run over. I would run over those sorry subs of guys, but that's uplifting news. That certainly is, Ben. So anyway, what are you going? We're getting ready to go to our next break, folks, any second now. But Jason, what do you got to take off on before we go to that break, brother?
I think what Ben's talking about is very good. I think that's what's happening. It's spreading all across the country. Mainly your there's about 35 states or you're still your white conservative states, and so you have sheriff's departments, local sheriffs that are basically saying, citizens, protect yourself. And you see someone that's going to try to hurt you or harm you, your family, you have to every right to protect it. And if you're in a car and if you're feeling threatened, go forward and run them over.
All right. Well, that, I'll tell you, well, that's a positive note.
They put taxpayers to money.
Just a few minutes. Yeah. Exactly. We'll be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Dude, what radio family. Thank you so much for hanging out. We've got a few minutes, but we're going to play this song in just a second. We're going to give Miss Teenage America the high sign to play it. But, Ben says it's very popular amongst younger guys. Tell them just a little bit about this song, Tennessee, Ben, before we play it.
Well, so this song was kind of how would I describe it? It was a popular song before the war, but it got adopted during the war. It was a German song, and it was kind of a lover's song, to say the least. But it's a really catchy tune, and it really took foothold here from what I've seen over the last probably year, and it just gets more and more. If you've seen any of the Hitler memes out there with that cat that looks like he has the Adolf mustache, they always play that song with it. It's hilarious. I mean, they are making German Nazi propaganda a thing again, and it's working miracles on our youth. I mean, it's crazy. You get kids who are, not even right-wing thinkers, but they're like throwing right arms as soon as they hear the song. And I love what it's a mental game, and I love what it's doing.
I'll tell you what, so you say it's catching on big time with the younger guys, younger men.
Yeah, well, younger men and women, but our younger generation.
Well, anything that will educate our young, any, I don't care if it's music, if it's sports, anything that will bring them to restore, to run out this germ of self-hatred for being white, anything that will restore their love of their blood and soil, their people, that's a great thing. And Adolf Hitler had it. No one ever had it greater for a love of his people. No one ever loved his people more than Adolf Hitler. So with that, Miss Teenage America, let's play a few stanzas, if I'm using the right terms. Let's play a little bit of that song. Go there, young people. People, it is a great song. I can understand why they would like that, and I could understand how our people being so downtrodden. You know, today our young people, and especially our young people in school, are being taught every day that they're evil, that they're the cause behind every evil, every negative in the country, in the world. It's always their fault. Whites are born racist. They're born evil. It never ends. But, I mean, we all know that more than I do. Take off on that, if you don't mind, Jason.
Well, that song been played. Yeah, it's a very beautiful song. I remember my mom and dad actually playing that when I was like 8, 19 years old. I remember that song being played in Aryan Nations when we would attend Aryan Nations in Idaho. That's a very popular song. And the reason that it's becoming so popular is because you don't have the three major networks anymore. You know, up until fairly recently, you only had ABC, CBS, and NBC. And so they controlled the information, the networks. And now with the media basically being dismantled, and now you have the internet, it's open for everyone to share ideas, their culture and heritage, and like you said, Eddie, for up until very recently, there has been a squander upon anybody that was able to say, I'm proud of being white, I'm proud of being Christian, I'm proud to protect our heritage and culture. They were considered evil and racist. They would use all the four-letter words against us. And that's starting to fall apart, and now people are earning and have a desire to be proud of who they are, proud of their race and their culture and their kinfolk, and so that song really starting to stir the younger generation, because for decades we have been taught that we are evil, we don't have a right to exist. And that has been really been concentrated on white males, and so we can see the poll numbers now where white males are now starting to galvanize. They're starting to say, "Hey, I'm proud of being white. I'm proud to be a male," which is that's a novel concept now, to be
yes.
proud of being a male, and so now you got this younger generation of men and even women that are starting to look at their countries of their birth and where their ancestors came from. And so they look at Germany and they hear these songs, and it's really stirring that racial blood in them, and they're starting to connect to their forefathers and foremothers and say, "Hey, I'm proud to be a German. I'm proud of my kinfolk." And so that is why that is becoming so popular, that song. And it's a beautiful thing when we can see just the average white person out there that don't have any really racial connection per se. No, they're not raised maybe in a racial family of racialists. You know, they're just average people out there, but they're looking and they're seeing things being played on the internet, and it's connecting with them. It's really, to me, I think it's God inspired. God is intentionally putting information out there to our people to reconnect to our ancestors, and it's, to me, it's a beautiful thing, and that's what scares the enemy. That's what scares the Jewish elites. That's what scares them, because you're seeing white Christians starting to stand up and starting to be more bold, and even just sharing a song like that scares the hell out of them, yes. Because all they see is little mini Hitlers starting to develop, and that scares the hell out of them. They see all these teenagers, men, boys and girls that are really having a connection to their kinfolk, and they don't know what to do. They literally don't mm-hmm. know what to do.
You know, that's one thing I love. Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was having a little bit of fun with that song here probably about 2 months ago. I was up in your neck of the woods, Eddie, and I have a pretty turned up CB radio, and I cranked that song up and played it on there, shut everybody down within about a 5-mile radius. And then followed by that song, I played Coontown by Johnny Rebel. And let's just say I got a little heat off that one, but it was funny.
You know, one thing I admire so much about you, Jude, Ben, and Jason, is with the movement you're in the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. I'm very, 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 very proud to bring the Klan on Blood River Radio, because there's nobody more blood and soil on this continent. We have like the whopping SS and the brown shirts on the European continent, our brothers there. We have the Klan and the other white organizations here in the United States. I would say the South, but you know, this Klan had a heavy, I was amazed. I think one of the stronger chapters was in parts of Michigan and in Indiana, of all places. You would never think that. But, you know,
there for a while there was.
Yes, you know, but the Klan, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Klan, the Knights, emphasize heavily, no other organization emphasizes more blood and soil, white blood, you know, it's blood, it's race, it's all, if it's race, it trumps everything. And that's true, it is in the Bible. But that's one thing I've always loved about the Knights Council, it's always blood and soil, Jason.
Yeah, it's, and you know, and Ben is an excellent recruiter for us in Tennessee, and he's been obviously with us for many years, and so he's a great recruiter. But you're right. The one thing I like about the Knights, obviously, it's the oldest Klan organization in the United States.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're the oldest Klan organization in the United States. We're obviously a political organization. But no, we focus on race and nation. Obviously, that's our main focus, and that is something I think that separates us apart, because we have a longevity,
yes.
We have a history, we have an annual conference, we have a brick and mortar building, we have
yes.
a you know, office, we have the grounds there, and so we believe that is the ultimate issue, and so sometimes people get sidetracked on other issues, but the Klan always has a history of race and nation, and that is what I think separates us apart, is because when the average person, when they are looking for people, they're looking for organizations, or they're looking at someone that's standing up for white people, the very first thing they think of is Klan, because we have a history of that. And we don't sidetrack on any issues. We stand proudly for our Christian brothers and sisters, Christian God, and we also stand for our racial God and racial.
We'll take
people.
Up that on the second hour. We run completely out of time for the first hour. We're gonna transition to the second hour. We'll hit that point as soon as we come back. People, it's gonna be a long break, about 5 minutes. Go get you some coffee, whatever you need to do. Be right back in 5 minutes, folks. Don't be late.